Hey, this is Eliezer Jones, a co-host of It's Okay, We're Jewish. Really excited to be here today. Our amazing podcast where we talk about the joy of Judaism, all things Jewish, things that make the world great within the Jewish community, the Jewish world, and really the world all around us. I need a few more seconds and hoping my co-host is going to show up. His name is Solly Hess. You guys probably know him. Hey, nice of you to join us.
I'm here.
Wow. Solly, it's...
What?
Do you need me to get you a watch?
I have one. Thank you, though.
Okay, well,
You can get me one for my birthday.
I had to hold this whole podcast
on
my own.
You could have waited.
I don't know. I could. It had to start, and I was here alone. It's good to see you. You look a little frazzled. You just get up?
What? Come on, I was just a little late. Big deal.
Just a little late.
Yeah.
You know what?
No, I don't know what.
Listen, anytime you show up, it's on time.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'm really happy that you're here.
You should have just waited for me.
I couldn't wait because you know why? Our fans couldn't wait.
Oh, they'll wait for me.
So, but you know what? I'm happy you're here. This
have
is my
you noticed
co-host.
That most of the mail is addressed to me.
This is my co-host, Solly Hess.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to It's Okay, We're Jewish, Solly.
I'm still Jewish. And
I was
here.
Explaining
I'm ready.
The podcast to everybody.
Okay.
Alone.
Can we start now?
Alone.
Yeah. Now, alone. See, now you were. I was late, but now you're wasting time. Let's get going.
Fine. Let's get going. Okay. Let's great. Do it. Welcome to It's Okay, We're Jewish.
Thanks for waiting.
Your attention, please. The show starts in 3, 2, 1, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
I don't want to talk about it, but I will. And I'm Jewish.
I'm also Jewish.
What? Do we get that a lot in Florida?
I don't know.
I love herring.
Ooh, so do I.
The Kutzker? We're highlighting the joy in Judaism.
That's exactly what we're doing, the joy in Judaism. Can that be a bumper sticker?
Do they do bumper stickers anymore?
Here we go!
Shemmi, 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 shemmi,
shemmi, shemmi, shemmi, shemmi, shemmi, shemmi, shemmi, Misha, 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 Misha.
That was the plan for the whole episode, like 30 minutes
yeah,
straight.
Let's
of that?
Keep going. Misha, 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 Misha.
Oh, you know the other. Oh,
Misha Nechnasadar.
Oh,
Marvin Misimcha.
Purim is on its way.
But this is the Pesach episode.
Oh,
awkward.
Yeah.
No, just kidding.
Purim is here.
I flipped it. I flipped
Purim
it.
Purim is here.
Purim is in here. Your face.
Yeah.
Ow.
You know when I start. Face. You know when I start planning for Purim.
I start planning Purim, right? Purim.
No.
When?
The day after Halloween. Do you know why?
Because all the costumes are on sale.
Half off. You know those Halloween pop-ups?
Yeah.
Half off.
I'm gonna be a big pumpkin this Purim because that was all that was left.
I'm gonna be a medium sized pumpkin because I like medium sized pumpkins. I know I look like a big sized pumpkin. So.
But this is the Purim episode. Purim is coming up this week.
Yes, I love Purim. I love this holiday.
Chag Purim, Chag Purim.
There's a misconception. I know. I probably added to that misconception by talking about Halloween. This is
by the way,
it's not the Jewish Halloween.
No, it's not.
We do dress up.
Yeah.
We do dress up.
Yep.
But it's different. Eliezer,
we do hand out candy.
I'm
going
to go
sort
to sleep now for 30 minutes. Why don't you tell us what Purim is?
Well,
about?
I think the problem why people think it's a Halloween, we do get dressed up.
We get dressed up. Costumes.
We do give out treats.
Yes.
Shalach manos. It's a mitzvah. You're giving out food to those that are in need. Although,
how many mitzvahs are there
in on Purim?
Yeah.
Shalach manos.
One.
Listening to the Megillah.
Two.
Eating the matzah.
Four mitzvahs.
Four mitzvahs. We
which
got
are they?
Shalach manos.
Which is what?
That's the giving of the two
items.
Two
of food.
Items. They have to say two different brachos
to
really needy people, but we give it to everybody. And I want to talk about that.
That's one.
Listening to the Megillah, which is the story of Purim.
How many times?
Twice. By the way, men and women obligated. Children who can sit there and do it obligated.
So we have Mishloach Manot. We have the Megillah.
Yeah, two other things.
Matonis Levyonim.
Yeah.
Which is
the giving of the money
to
poor people.
And the last one is having a
Suda. It's a meal.
A meal.
A festive meal.
That's right.
Which we are actually obligated to drink, which I think is important because I actually get a little bit, I don't like the idea that sometimes people take it too far. In fact,
yeah.
People take it too far. They get drunk. They get disgusting. They can't daven. That's not what it was meant to be. It does say you should be able to tell the, you cannot tell the
you
difference.
You should drink enough so that you can't tell the difference between
Mordechai and Haman.
Yeah.
But Haman and Mordechai.
They just want you to get really plastered.
Yeah, but it's actually no.
No, they don't.
You should be able to enjoy yourself, but not in a way that's sickly. In fact, I believe there are
sickly,
those Rabbanim.
Get like sickly drinks, you know?
Yeah,
like, sickly. Oh, get that away from
sickle
me.
Sickle cell anemia.
Don't bring that drink to me. I may not drink it. Oh, you know that song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Just bring me punch with a little bit of.
But all those mitzvahs are fun. Like even like giving, you know, giving to the poor brings a lot of joy. Shalach Manos. But
when
like,
I eat salmon with a little red wine, I wake up with a headache and say, why?
Good night.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Shalach Manos for a second?
Please.
So I love it, but I'm going to say a lot of pressure. Like Shalach Manos is like, I think it's two people, right? Two items, two people.
Pressure.
Shalach Manos.
There's so many things I have to do. Hey, Lenny Solomon, if you're listening, I'm available.
Yes, Weird Al.
No, Lenny.
Lenny from Shalach Rock.
Schlock. There's not like an apostrophe. Schlock.
We've talked about Schlock, my opinion of Schlock Rock. But yeah. A lot of pressure to like keep up with the Joneses.
Under pressure.
See what it is. Like Shalach Manos is supposed to just be give some nice food, give some basic food.
I know what you're saying. And it's gotten out of hand.
Out of hand. Like the themes.
People are throwing things in there.
Themes are
like,
crazy.
Give me some Oreos. Give me a lollipop. Yeah. Give me an apple. Give me some whatever, you know.
The first year I saw one of those airport Toblerones in my Shalach Manos, I knew we were going
Toblerones?
Too far.
Oh my gosh.
Too far.
That's delicious.
So good. But yeah. Those are expensive.
Are they?
I'm talking about the ones with the six in them, but the big.
Yeah, the big one.
The big one.
Yeah.
The one that you get a duty free.
Yeah.
Once that starts showing up in the Shalach Manos, like the rabbi had to give some speeches.
Oh, but first of all, you know, there's all these, like, they have these huge baskets.
Huge.
And they're like.
I once had a baby delivered in one of them. Like, showed up, there was like
Reese's chocolate
pieces,
baby?
Twizzlers.
Like, chocolate?
No, a full live baby.
Wow.
I was like, this is
maybe,
too much.
Hold on. Maybe it was someone took the opportunity to leave a baby at your doorstep.
No, they were all over town.
What did you do with it?
We raised it. What else are we going to do?
Oh, okay.
Whatever. It's our Shalach Manos baby. That's our poor miracle.
So I think when you said out of hand, you meant it. Literally. I was talking about when they like give you spatulas and rolling pins, like
literally out of
you
hand.
You were talking about human beings.
Yeah,
delivered.
Much. So I think, and I will say,
Toblerone and babies. No,
no. But I will say,
yeah.
Now I will say that these people.
Yeah.
These people.
What do you mean, these people?
Jews.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly.
It's okay. We're Jewish.
It's okay. But I will say that good friend of mine.
You're a good friend from my NCS Wire from the Valley? Remember?
No.
Maymay. Hi, Maymay.
Benji Simon.
Is she a fan?
The Simons.
Yeah.
They're out of control.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want them to stop, though, because I've never seen anything like it. They take the theme to a whole new level. They dress up in the theme. Their Shalach Manos is the theme. And I'm talking about, like, it's not like, oh, California theme. Here's an orange and, like, some brown sugar like sand. I'm talking, they did a Jurassic Park theme, and they delivered eggs with everything there.
Yeah.
They did a Indiana Jones theme, and they made a little.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, it was really good. I did not get. I only got. I
what,
lived,
like a hat? Was it a hat?
It was like a little box with a little symbol on it.
Oh, I had a good one once. What? I did. Sasha and I like.
I promise you, it wasn't as good as the Simons.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I swear.
We did. We dressed up one year as Lucy and Ricky Ricardo.
Cool.
And we did a whole I Love Lucy theme. We had the chocolates from the chocolate factory. Yeah. We had a Tropicana orange.
No, that's cute. But I'm talking about. They did a Harry Potter theme.
Yeah.
And like.
What is that?
Jenny Simon.
What is that?
It's a movie. A documentary.
Oh, okay.
About people who make ceramics.
Oh, okay.
And his name was Harry Belafonte.
he was a Potter.
He was a Potter.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that, by the way, but if you've watched the documentary.
Most people don't.
Right. But
How many volumes of that documentary? Is that George Burns?
Well, you know, there
not
was
George Burns.
Remember Roots?
Ken Burns?
Remember Roots? There was like 12. Yeah. This has 55.
McGillet Roots?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Very good. You're on fire.
Yeah.
So can you, the Simons, so Jenny Simon's also an amazing artist, and she designs stickers and the food. It's like she makes it the theme. They did a what's it called, Back to the Future theme, and you opened it up. And
I'm sorry. That must have been so hard for you not knowing what that was.
No, it's one of my favorite movies. Just
well,
not
it didn't
my,
make your list.
No, it didn't. But they had the flux capacitor in there, like with LEDs and everything.
That's cool.
It's yes, and
so they make everyone look bad,
really bad, and they only make a select few because it's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's really. They did the Princess Bride, and it was a
what?
Book. It was like a book that you put in your library and then you open it up and it was all the stuff was in there for The Princess Bride.
Nice.
I still have it. I have never opened it. It's probably gross what's going on inside in there. But really, big shout out to the Simons. And this year, they've never mailed me, but I was in Chicago, I got it. But this year, my friend Benji, he said he's going to mail me one.
He said
I'd be very upset if I didn't get it.
Wow.
So I wonder what it's going to be.
If you don't get it, you don't get it. Like, you don't understand.
No. It sounds like I'm going to get it.
Which get one? It. You're going to get it, but not get it?
Get it.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Got it.
Okay. So, Shalom Malas. What, do you have a favorite Shalom Malas?
That I've ever gotten?
Or made?
I said the one.
Oh, you said
Ricardo's.
Okay. Yeah, that was cool.
You weren't listening.
That was good.
But I'm also okay with the paper bag thing. I really am. I got to say, I want to bring that back.
I want diet sodas more. It's always like a Sprite or a Coke or
small ones.
Well, you know what? I'm
going to give a shout out. I know they're listening. The Lovich family from Long Beach, California.
Oh, they're the best.
They always, you know.
Mark and Mindy Lovich.
No. Shmuley and Devorah Lovich.
Yeah, they did those are their
a little
names.
Bottle of alcohol.
Yeah. I don't mind that. Yeah.
Not just that, but they, you know, it's nice. Like, hey, well, you know, what are not you, for kids.
What's your feeling on homemade goods?
I'm down with that.
You're down with it? Okay.
Yeah.
As long as it's good. Okay. So that's, you know, we could probably do an entire episode on Sherlock Monos, but I want to move to costumes.
Okay.
So,
Are we doing adult costumes, like our favorite, or when we were kids?
Well, here's the thing. You've already talked about themes. The Simons do themes. I know you do themes. I know what theme you're doing this year. I don't know if it's public.
Of course we talked about
that. Yeah. Oh, remind me. I have a gift in my car.
No, it's not public.
I'm not going to say it, but I have a gift in my car for you.
Oh, thank you.
So remind me.
Okay.
Well, hold on.
I bet.
We've never done really family theme. So like, to me, that's like out of control.
You've never done family theme?
Never done family. We dress up, but we never did like, hey, we're all the same.
Have you ever done family ties?
I've seen the show and I have ties.
What was the theme song?
Family ties for our days and our nights. Family ties on our suits in our clothes.
There's a time for love and a time for a brand new life. A brand new life.
I don't think so.
Brand new life. Family ties.
Is that it?
Yeah, they changed the theme every
family
year.
Family ties.
It was like Roseanne. You know how Roseanne, they were eating different food every year?
Were they?
Yeah, it was pizza, then Chinese food, then it was challah. And it was like lox and bagels.
Oh, it's a family ties.
Roseanne.
Bar. So you do family.
Oh, I love that.
Family.
Huh?
You do family themes.
No. So we, when the kids were younger,
yeah,
we could get away with it because they would listen. Exactly. Right. We did a superhero theme 1 year. Now the kids do what they want and we let them. They have to dress up or else we'll be very disappointed.
You beat them?
They'll be very disappointed. We'll be very disappointed.
Right.
So Sasha and I do a couple's costume every year. So 1 year we did Maverick and Goose from Top Gun.
I remember that. Awesome.
Back to the Future. Sasha was Marty. I was Doc Brown.
Who was, what's with Sasha?
Marty.
Murray?
Marty McFly.
Oh, Marty.
Yeah.
You said Murray.
No, I did not.
It sounded like Marty.
Marty McFly.
You gotta talk in the mic.
Sorry, Marty McFly. And 1 year we did Dodgeball. I was Ben Stiller and she was Vince Vaughn.
Yep.
Yes.
That was good. And I saw that you brought that back in their movie premiere.
I brought White Goodman back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good. So,
yes. As a kid, though, I love to dress up. Do you want to ask me about that?
Sure.
I was the mask.
For Purim or like all the time?
All the time, but I was the mask on Purim. And you know what? My mom really went all out 1 year. You know, sometimes people like have like those fake plastic masks with the with the string.
I had that all the time.
The rubber band. They're really like that. Exactly.
I couldn't afford
that's what it felt
anything
like.
But the stringy thing.
So, my mom, 1 year, I was obsessed with Jim Carrey as a kid.
You got a full mask?
I had a mask, like the Hollywood quality.
Did you have a big green suit? Is that?
No, you know what? What's interesting is I did a scene from the mask instead of like the classic
which one?
Yellow
him
suit.
Sleeping in bed? Like
remember the Cuban Pete thing?
Yeah.
I did that.
Oh, that's
funny. With the mask.
That's very like.
Yeah, very specific.
That's nice.
So the whole time I was like singing.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I love Purim.
Yeah.
But I think I always felt a little awkward with the dressing up. I remember being a ninja. Okay. As a kid, I loved being a ninja.
On Purim, or that's just how you... Like,
that's how I went to school.
Yeah. Where'd you get all that money?
Being a ninja?
No, that's what people would say. And then, like, you couldn't tell them because you were a ninja. That's how you, like, got into people's homes at night. I remember you told me this.
Yeah, so I like dressing up as a ninja. I don't actually remember anything else as a child, like any other Purim costumes. I wonder if I...
That's it? Ninja?
You know what? The only reason I remember is that there's a picture I have, like, in my childhood album. So I'm sure I was
You were never
things.
A cowboy? Everyone was a cowboy.
I don't know.
Eliezer. Let's highlight some of the main characters in the Purim story.
Well, like, what's Purim all about?
Yeah.
I mean, Purim, the reason we're celebrating, I mean, the Jewish people were saved from complete devastation. There was a decree to kill the Jews.
You had the king, Ahasuerus, and then his viceroy.
Who wasn't such a bad
Haman,
guy, right?
Or
he
Haman.
Just, he was manipulated.
Who? Ahasuerus. Yeah, he's not looked at as like the villain of the story. He was manipulated. The villain here is Haman.
Haman. Now, for the layman.
We were into cancel culture before everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Because we cancel Haman on Purim.
Well, he tried to cancel us, so we canceled him first.
Haman or Haman? How do you say?
Haman.
Haman.
Hamantaschen.
Hamantaschen. Oh, here's... Okay, what are Hamantaschen?
Well, those are those delicious triangle...
Cookies.
Cookies.
Yeah.
Filled with different things, usually like
jelly.
Some jelly.
Or chocolate.
Chocolate, although people will
argue...
Okay.
Are you a chocolate filling guy? Raspberry? Or... Apricot?
I know what you are.
You do?
You're a poppy feeler.
Oh, I am not.
Oh,
I don't
it.
Like poppy seed.
I said
no,
it.
No.
You're
no.
Like, poppy.
I do. What? No.
Poppy.
I don't.
I love the poppy.
No, I like chocolate filling and I like
the chocolate filling. Here's like, I like chocolate filling, but that's not a Hamantaschen. It's got to have jelly filling.
I don't like apricot.
It's okay you don't like it, but that's what a Hamantaschen is. You start putting chocolate in there, you're like going into like a...
Why are these cookies triangle shaped?
Because that was the hat of Haman.
He had a triangle hat?
Yeah, that was all the rage back in Persia.
No, it wasn't. It was just his hat.
Persia, right?
It's not called in every one Tashin.
No, the Hamantaschen.
It was just
like,
his.
No, like they would have like, you know, in between killing Jews, they
no,
had...
No, you know how like Flavor had Flav had the like the clock?
Yeah, he had the Hamantaschen.
No one else has a
oh,
clock.
Oh, it was just him?
He had that. I'm like, fine. Oh, you know what? You're
so
asking for it.
So
his wife said.
Hamantaschen.
Yeah, the whole scene in the Megillah.
Wait, when they threw the food on him?
No. When he comes home with the hat for the first time and his wife goes, are you serious with that? You know, like goes, you're gonna like they're gonna make cookies about you
like,
one day.
He's like, "Don't call me Shirley." What?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I agree. So yeah, so the Hamantaschen was his because it was his Haman, and then Taschen because he got his butt kicked.
His what?
See what I did there?
Yeah.
It was Hamantaschen. Tushin.
I see what you. I didn't see it. Now,
now you see it. Anyway, so Sally likes Poppy.
And then okay, so he was the villain. Haman, and he tried to kill the Jewish people.
And Mordechai and Esther.
Well, so Ahasuerus had a wife, Vashti, who wouldn't come down for the festive,
meals. And so, or she was green.
She had warts all over. She had a tail. A lot going on.
Like,
and she couldn't come down. So he did what any king would do. He murdered her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you won't come down. You're dead. Ahasuerus.
Ooh.
Ahasuerus.
Saying that.
Schlockrock. Yeah, your favorite band. Lenny, I'm available.
Ba, 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 ba. No, who sang
Esther,
the original?
Let's go save
who
the
sang
Jews?
The original? That was a German band. And
really?
Yeah.
Amadeus.
Rock me, Amadeus. Falco. Oh my God, that just came to my head.
Edie Falco?
Falco.
From,
from Sopranos?
Oh, that's what she's from?
Well, Edie Falco, no, but Falco sang Amadeus.
Oh, okay, very good.
And by the way, I'm sure if I'm wrong, we're going to get some hate mail, but it's
why
Falco.
Do people say we're off topic? Why do they?
We're so on.
I don't get it.
So on.
So then... Ahasuerus murdered his wife, so he needed a new one.
Normal.
Not to murder.
So then he had a whole little parade of women. He's like...
It was a parade of women?
I mean, it sounded like a parade. Like, they had a model for him, and he was going
to
choose.
No, I thought he went knocking on everyone's door. Like,
no, they showed up to
it was like American Idol, right?
No, they came to the castle.
And then I think he hired... hired Simon Cowell, and they would
storm
all have to, like,
the castle!
Like, okay, what is
with
your
beautiful
talent?
Beautiful women.
What? Okay, so and Esther was one of the was a Jewish maiden in the land, and Mordechai was this righteous Jew.
So they came up with a whole scheme that she was going to infiltrate this whole American Idol, as you put it,
yeah,
and is going to get close to the king and hopefully convince him don't kill the Jews.
So right? What happened? The gallows were built,
huge, 10 feet tall
for
the Jews.
Yeah, but what happened in the end?
In the end, they did it for Haman and his son.
That's right. Everything was topsy-turvy.
Tipsy to BB. Is that how you say it?
I've never said that.
Yeah, they Mordechai. Like, it's a great, like, they're both amazing leaders, risked their lives. But what I loved about Mordechai, like, when he didn't get, because Mordechai was, like, a pretty serious guy, but he put on sackcloth. He was in the street in front of the castle. Like, he showed the world. Like, I'm in it. I want everyone to know that I'm here to support
my
people.
Can you?
An amazing story of sacrifice. The Jews fasted. That's why we fast right before the holiday, right before we read the Megillah. You know, this is the theme of this, because if you read the Megillah, the word of Hashem, God, is not
hidden.
Listed in
it's
all.
Hidden. Not there.
And one of the themes is that God is hidden in this,
well,
but
Esther,
really is quite revealed.
But
Hester.
That's right. Hester means?
Hester Punham.
Yep.
It's hidden.
Hidden. Well, I don't think Esther gets enough attention. And
really?
I'm Purim, she does. I'm Purim.
Oh, but in the Megillah?
No, just year round. Why do we wait? We don't talk about her enough. You know, we talk
How
about-
many little girls out there are named Esther? A lot.
My mom.
Yeah.
My mom's name is Esther.
And she's fierce.
But we don't talk about Esther, the heroine, enough.
I don't talk about heroin a lot because it's not such a great... And as an educator, okay, I try not to make that a focal point of my teaching.
How come it's not pronounced differently? Like heroin, you know? Just to make that distinction.
But I... You know what? I guess... I think Esther's in...
Are we to get in trouble for that one?
For heroin?
For what you just said.
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's okay. We're Jewish.
I know. Usually that gets us out of things.
But. Yeah, but I think that's going to work.
All right.
But I would say... I think... I don't know. We talk about Esther a lot, actually, as a powerful woman... Who was an amazing leader who took such a risk, who risked her life for the Jewish people.
You know
so
what?
I don't know.
I think she was the original singer of Fight Song.
This is my fight song. My
I am it. I'm what is it? Eating on Purim.
My shalach manos
has a Toblerone.
Oh, back to the Toblerone. I love those. They're so good. Yeah. Especially when you put it in the freezer.
I like how. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. The crunchy.
Just, you know, you just blew my mind. You know what they are?
What?
They're the big version of those
something you know nougat, those Charleston Chew.
You know those chocolate bars that people used to sell for school.
Oh no,
those
no,
were really good.
Those were good. Like, were those like world finest, maybe.
Is yeah, that? Very good.
Wow,
wow.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, so Esther, I don't know. My experience, Esther is, but if she isn't, she should be definitely.
Okay, so
about
what
more.
Happens during the Megillah reading? We read it twice: once at night, once during the day.
Is that what this then podcast is now? Are we like an educational podcast? What's happening here?
We've always been.
Okay, good.
This is where 95% of do you think Jews get their information?
Okay, good. Like the Daily Show. That's how I used to get my news.
Me too.
Yeah,
but now I can't.
I cannot know.
You know
it's
why?
Too, it's out of control.
Well,
it's anti-Semitic.
I mean, what's his name? Is really come on.
Yeah, he does not like the Jews.
Trevor Noah. And by the way. Jews. He cannot be on the show.
No, I'm not inviting him.
No. Sorry, Trevor. You know what? I'm not sorry. Not let's, sorry, Trevor.
Let's be honest. If we got a call,
no, I wouldn't. Well, I would, but I'd...
No, we talk about, like, what's your deal with Israel, yeah. buddy?
Hey, what's your
problem?
I don't
think you get it.
Whatever.
All right, Trevor.
I'm mad now.
Yeah, why don't you
I was
come...
in such a good mood.
Yeah, ugh, sorry. Yeah, so during Megillah, okay,
during
fine, Megillah we'll continue
reading,
teaching.
Haman's name
Everyone
is mentioned.
Everyone that's listening is like, I know this.
No, not when Haman's name is mentioned, we cancel him.
The grogger.
Cancel Haman. We have
groggers.
What is a grogger?
A grogger is a very poorly made, like, top sound machine.
What is that thing?
I don't
it's
know.
It's got like a little, brrr. It's more clicky than that.
I don't know, like, I cannot compare
that's
it to
That's also, by the way.
It's a grogger.
You said the shalach manos, the baskets have been
yeah,
getting out of hand, but now the groggers.
Right, it's like the guy who brings it looks like the size of a building. He's like,
not only that. When you're in shul and you're hearing the Megillah reading, now you've got all kinds of people making noise during Haman, and you've got like it runs the whole spectrum. You have the regular grogger people who are sticking with it, click, 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 and then you have people who have the clappers, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And you have people who bring those.
I hate
what
that.
Are those Zuba
How about the
Zillas?
Guy that brings the megaphone?
What are those things from the soccer games? Those big long horns,
like big kazoos.
They're called like Zuvazillas. What are they? Called?
I don't know.
Hold on.
I don't go to soccer games.
Soccer.
You really googling that? Why don't you do your research?
Here we go. Soccer noisemakers are called. It was right. A vuvuzilla. Oh
really?
My god! Yeah.
That sounds Yiddish.
Maybe it is.
Wow, that's amazing. We should all have
named after Yaakov's vuvuzela.
Yeah, we should all have those at Purim.
When I was your age, and
where
I
are you
was...
going with this though? Because I think I'm in the same page with
so
you.
So some people are already over it all, and they just stomp their feet.
Oh yeah,
that's it.
But here's the thing.
Oh, and then some people bring
There's
their keyboards.
There's always that one person. It's all silent.
Yeah,
is ready to go, and then it's like boop, and everyone's annoyed. But I always find that hilarious.
That's
still.
Usually you.
I still enjoy.
That's
it.
Usually you.
It's like, you know, they bring like a little noisemaker. I always feel bad for the person who brings some electronic noisemaker and they think it's going to be loud, but because of so much noise, they do it and nobody can hear except for the person sitting
there. No, and then sometimes, I'm saying you have people who bring keyboards and they're like.
Yeah, but the megaphone guy.
Yeah, you know,
right.
Things,
though.
Yeah.
By the way, when it's really quiet, then someone goes.
I'm conflicted. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. I got to tell you, I'm conflicted.
Yeah.
Getting older.
You are.
Sometimes I just want to get through the Megillah reading.
No, I like a fast Megillah reading.
I know, but I've been to Megillah readings where they only stop for Haman's name twice.
Yeah.
First and last.
I'm cool with that.
No, I feel cheated.
I don't. If I'm with my kids and they're like really into it, like I'll go to like the family fun one, but like I honestly, I cannot stand the long Haman, like 30 seconds, a minute.
Like, so I don't know if this is when you and I were working together in NCSY, but NCSY back in my in West Coast NCSY,
used to
we
do
had,
with the
we had a movie and we stopped and we played a movie. It was.
But I remember actually like a slideshow where the Megillah was written in a way that was like contemporary and was like teen friendly. Like that. Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? It was like, hey, Haman shows up to the scene.
Oh.
Yo.
It was like 90210, but with
I mean that's how teens. Spoke in the 90s.
Brandon.
Yeah.
Why don't you bow down to me, man?
Yo, this Mordecai guy is like really up in my grill.
Oh my God. Did you see Esther? She's like walking into the whole peach pit.
Who does
like,
she think she is?
She's, what is she, the queen now?
Oh
my God. Did you hear that?
Batsheva.
Achi murdered.
Yeah.
Tori.
It's cool.
Vashti.
We should bring this back.
Tori Vashti? What would be the version of Vashti?
Should totally bring this back.
Veronica got murdered because she had like just a bad case of acne and a tail. But like, who doesn't, right? Am I right?
Should bring it back.
There's no drinking in school, you guys.
Purim, the after-school special. Really?
Oh, he's wearing his triangle hat again. Who does he think he is? The guy from Archie Comics?
Oh my God, he is so fat.
I'm not eating another triangle cookie.
PH. Anyway, yeah, so we should bring that back. But we are celebrating that we were saved. But really, what we're... What I love about Purim is the message that, you know, that we say that God was hidden, but truly God was not hidden. And the miracles are all about. And it's a message for all of us that we can find God in our lives everywhere. Can I just share the other day? My kids
came
home.
What were you doing so far? Go ahead.
Scripted. Okay. No. There's miracles abound. Two of my children went to the supermarket. You're gonna feel bad for interrupting this.
Oh, sorry.
Two of my kids went to the supermarket. And apparently on the way back, they were on a crosswalk. They had the right of way. The little guy was up there.
Yeah.
They're walking across. A car stops.
That was the hand.
I just did a little walkie man.
Yeah.
They were walking across. A car stopped right in front of them appropriately.
Okay.
Uh-oh. And then they heard screeching. And they ran once they heard the screeching. But another car hit the car that they were right in front of. And then that car went forward where they would have been.
Oh, my gosh.
And they ran. They were very startled. Apparently people stopped. Now, are you okay? But they came home. They were startled, but they were okay, Baruch Hashem. But that's a miracle. If they stopped or they froze, they would have got hit.
You're right. By the way, I do feel bad for interrupting.
Yes, well, you should. You want a shalach mas? You want a poppy seed? Would that make
I want a Toblerone.
But again, do you see that as a miracle or do you see that as just something that happened or something that, hey, well, that was a bad thing? But I see it as a miracle. There are miracles all around us. And that is the Purim story. Do we find Hashem in our lives? Do we search for the miracles? Do we recognize the miracles? Because that, I think, is the essence of the Purim story.
Also,
yeah,
be happy.
Yeah. Well, that definitely, you know, is a theme of Purim, to be happy. Do you have a favorite shul experience like that you've ever been?
Gosh, really good question. I actually don't.
We used to, you know what?
My Purim childhood memories are all about the carnivals.
I do actually, yeah. I mean, again, I think,
love me a good Purim
carnival. But we had some good times in NCSY. We had some amazing Purim parties.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Like up in up on Pico Boulevard?
I don't think we did one together.
No? I just remember Purim parties.
I did. But
we had like late Purim parties so kids would be safe.
Yep. Alcohol-free Purim parties.
Yep. And they were amazing. Well, can I end with this story?
Please do.
Because I do think Purim, Purim is, you know, at its essence about happiness. And happiness sometimes... in the face of danger, happiness and joy in the face of sadness. And, you know, in the world, you can look at the world in two ways. You can search and find all the sadness and all the things that are going wrong, or you can look at the same exact thing and find the joy. So Purim, many, many years ago, my grandfather, who I love dearly, passed away on Purim.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know that.
And on that Shabbos, we were having an NCSY Shabbaton, and the theme was happiness.
Whoa.
And back in the day, I was running those Shabbatons. I was the person up in front and leading the programming and stuff.
Yeah.
And my grandfather had died, and it was right before Shabbos. I couldn't fly out to Florida.
Wow.
So I had a flight booked that Motzei Shabbos, right after Shabbos. So I was going to, and I was like thinking, I'm like, I'm distraught. I'm sad. But now I have to run the Shabbaton on the theme of happiness. So I made a very conscious decision that I'm going to focus on the joy of life, the joy of the Shabbaton, the joy of Purim that we just had, and the theme itself. And I didn't tell anybody. My wife knew, obviously, and my mother knew, but the kids and my staff, and I didn't tell them because I didn't want them to worry about me. We had an amazing Shabbaton, and then we did Havdalah. And at Havdalah, I told everybody. And I told them, I said, you know, and I said, I explained what's happening. I said, unfortunately, I'm going to have to leave now. I'm going on a flight. And, but I told them, I said, you know, happiness that we've been learning all weekend. I said, happiness is a choice. Happiness, you know, we think is an emotion. You're happy, you're sad, but happiness is something you can choose to be, even when things are sad. And that's what I did this weekend. And now I'm going to go and I'm going to go mourn. And I remember that because it was, I mean, the fact that I was put in that situation, I had to make those choices. It made me realize that, you know, when things are bad and things seem bleak, you can focus. You shouldn't ignore the bad things, but you can focus on what is joyful. And I think Purim is that message because things looked really bleak. And we're like, where's Hashem? I said, well, find Hashem. Find those miracles. Take those risks because Hashem's going to be there with you. So
that's really beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Eliezer, I want to wish you and your family a Purim Sameach, Chag
you
Sameach.
Too. You too.
Have a ton of simcha in your life.
Amen.
And I'm looking forward to seeing you dress up. Don't tell me what it is.
Probably just something that I have in my closet.
Well,
clothes.
Kick it up. And no, you have to dress up.
I did. You
I
know
get
what?
One of those plastic rubber band
praying
masks.
Mantis. I did that 1 year. I like it. I wear a praying mantis like costume.
And then you dab
with
it?
With a talis.
That's very funny. Yeah. That's good. That's very
I might
good.
Do that again.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not going to tell you what I am. I think you might already know.
I know what it is.
Okay, but it's going to be great.
It's a secret.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. See you next
time. Chag Sameach. Happy Purim.